everybody. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. If you're new around here, this is the podcast you need if you want to own your own business or you already do and you want to take it to the next level. On the Idea Labs, I share tips, tricks, tools I found on my own journey to make you a better entrepreneur. And then on Thursday, essentially, I get a new mentor every week and I share those conversations with you. I talk to the very best entrepreneurs in Ireland and around the world to become a better entrepreneur and to help you become a better entrepreneur. So welcome if this is your first time. We're up for an award. That's how good we are. Just joking. We're up for the Irish Podcast Awards Best Business Podcast of the Year. It's pretty cool. I'm delighted with that. So they're in September. There's no voting or anything. It's just a judging thing. But there is a listener's choice section. So if you do want to vote for us, you can do that by going to the irishpodcastawards.ie, just searching for us in the little bar, the Entrepreneur Experiment, obviously, and vote for us there. Looking forward to that. Hopefully we'll win a prize. I want to start today with a quick shout out to a good friend of mine, Cathal Burke from Burke Sports. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see a little bit of merch I'm wearing here, the Entrepreneur Experiment merch. This was sent to me by Cathal a couple of years ago. He reached out. He's like, look, enjoy the pod. I want to send you some stuff. Didn't really know what he was going to send, to be honest. And he ended up sending me this really class, personalized merch. So what Burke Sports do is they do personalized team wear and athleisure wear for teams and businesses all across Ireland. So if you're in the market for something like that, go to burkesports.ie. They're class. And Cathal really helped me out in the last couple of weeks, and that is why I'm shouting him out. I wanted to take my dad to the All-Ireland Final, and Cathal came through and really helped me out with tickets. So shout out to him. Class person, class entrepreneur, class business. Go check them out, Burke Sports. Now, what else? Rising stars. Each season, I want to shout out one rising Irish entrepreneur slash business. So if that's you, you can nominate yourself. Or if it's someone you know, you can also nominate them. There's a couple of stipulations. Right. Three things. Number one, they've got to be based in Ireland or have an Irish connection. They don't have to be from Ireland, but they just have to have some sort of Irish connection. Secondly, they got to have a customer. Got to be making sales. None of these fake vaporware companies. We're not about that life here on the Entrepreneur Experiment. We're about real entrepreneurs doing real work, not this Instagram life. So if they're under 3 years, based in Ireland or have an Irish connection and they're making some cash, shout me out. I would love to hear from you. I want to pick one company to give a profile to every single season. I think it's important to help young companies on the way up. And it's kind of cool now because we're going so long. This is the third year of the pod. We've now chatted to companies 2-3 years ago who are now really on the come up. So I want to keep doing that every season. So every season, pick a new entrepreneur and go follow their journey for the next couple of years and hopefully to great success. So get in touch if that is you. Quick shout out to my sponsor, Sage. They're my partner for the whole year, which is incredible. Sage is the number one provider of payroll, finance, and HR software to small and medium-sized enterprises all across the globe. So if that sounds like something you need, you can click the link in the bio below or click the link wherever you're listening to this. Now, on to today's episode. I've been keeping you in suspense. I'm looking at my notes if you're watching on YouTube because we've got some really cool tools. These are 5 free tools. Now, there's paid versions of these, but I've tried all these. I've tried the 5 of them. They work. It's not this kind of like, oh, sign up now. Some of them do require you to sign up. Just use your, I have an email that I use for all that kind of stuff. You know, if you're going to get spammed, I use that one. So I signed up. These are pretty cool. So I've tried them, vetted them. They're legit. So if you're trying to get the edge in your competitor, these will help you. I'm a big proponent of don't constantly be copying other people, but you also need to be aware. You know, every so often, not every day, not every month even, but every quarter, you got to keep an eye. You got to see where the market is going. These tools are going to help you do that. So, first one is a really weird name, ispionage.com. I'll spell it for you. ispionage.com. So what they do is enter your domain. You can find out every Google ad your competitor is running. It is pretty cool. I've tried it. I've tried it with loads of different people, loads of different companies, and it does work. It is pretty cool. You can see roughly, look, all these tools are kind of like to give you an idea. They're not going to be exactly right all the time, but they do give you a cool idea. So if you want to find out what Google ads your competitors are running, ispionage.com. I'll send this out on my newsletter as well. So if you don't get it, just make sure you're on the newsletter and you'll get the links to all of them directly. The second one, I've heard people talk about this like loads of times and I never bothered to go and check it out because I just assumed it was going to be rubbish. And it's a free tool that Facebook provides called the Facebook Ad Library. Now, I'm sure some of this is very basic to some of you, but to me, this blew my mind. Basically, you go to Facebook Ad Library and you put in your competitor and you can see every ad they're running or every ad they've run in the last, 6 to 12 months. You can see how long they're running it. Obviously, you can't see how effective they are, but you can kind of guess, right? You can kind of go, well, they've been running it for 6 months now. The ROI must be positive unless they're completely incompetent. So pick good competitors. Don't pick the worst ones. So Facebook Ad Library, you can see all the ads and you can see all the creative they're running. So you can see, okay, this is the ad. And they're also running two or three other different versions of this ad. So it's very, very cool. Next one. There's two of them. I just clustered them together. They're called Hotjar and Median. And they essentially do the same thing. So you can see people on your site. You can see what they're doing. You can see heat maps. Especially good if you're in e-commerce, right? You can see where people are going around. I'm drawing this. If you're watching YouTube, if you're not watching YouTube, I'm just drawing this with my hand. You can see the heat maps of people moving around your site. You can see where they're clicking, where they're hovering, how long they're staying on a certain site, what they're clicking on, what they're not clicking on, why they're getting confused, where they're logging out. So Hotjar and then Median apparently allows you to do it live. So you can see them live on the site. I haven't tried Median. I have tried Hotjar. Again, there's free versions, but like with all of the stuff, you can upgrade to different versions if you find it useful. So Hotjar and Median, they allow you to see people interacting on your site live or past. Next thing, Tweet Hunter. This is cool. So find the best performing tweets in your niche. So let's say you're trying to build a Twitter following. Twitter's having a bit of a renaissance. It's having a bit of a comeback in terms of as a lead gen, but also just in terms of building a presence there, building an audience. It seems to be coming back. So this might be useful if you're trying to build a personal brand. I use it quite a lot for the podcast. It's kind of hit and miss, but Tweet Hunter will allow you to find the best performing tweets within your own niche. You can search by hashtag or you can search by people. So people you admire, people you want to be like. So that's Tweet Hunter. And finally, this is probably the best one. This is the one I found most useful. Built With. So the tools your competitor's website is built on. So this is really cool and really simple. So basically go to Built With and put in your competitor's domain and it will give you a full breakdown of every tool your competitor has used to build their site. And it is extensive. I lost like half an hour earlier just playing around with it, going through different people's sites. It shows you every plugin they're using. It shows you every kind of add-on. It shows you whether they're built on Shopify even. It shows you exactly all their tools. It's class. And finally, this is just a bonus one. If you're trying to work out roughly how much traffic a website gets, SimilarWeb, you can install a Chrome plugin. And some of these have Chrome plugins as well. That goes without saying. Some of them have Chrome plugins. Just install into your Chrome and you can use them as you're hovering around each site. Built With, and then SimilarWeb to find out roughly how much traffic your competitor's site is getting. So hope you enjoyed those free little spy tools. If you enjoyed this episode, let me know. I'll find some more tools to share with you. I think these things are kind of cool. Just, it's good to find new things to play around with. Ispionage.com, so enter your domain and find out what Google Ads your competitors are running. Facebook Ad Library to find out all the Facebook creative. And obviously that works, that goes across like Instagram and stuff too. That's the Facebook Ad Library. Hotjar, if you want to see what people are doing on your site. And then Median is the other version of that, allows you to see people live on your site. Next one is Tweet Hunter to find the best performing tweets in your niche. And then finally, Built With allows you to see what tools and plugins your competitors are using on their site. And then the bonus one is SimilarWeb for finding out how much traffic a competitor is getting. I hope you enjoyed that. That's today's episode. I'm back on Thursday with Mark Cummins. He sold Pointy and Plink both to Google. Really super guy, really, really intelligent guy, cool entrepreneur. It's a good story. I'll be back here Thursday. Whatever format you're listening in, whether it's on Apple, it's on Spotify, or you're on YouTube, click subscribe. It massively helped the pod. And if you're feeling generous, throw us an olive review. I'll see you back here on Thursday.